Hello everyone, welcome to episode 31 of the Depressed Breakfast Club. This week we're going to be talking about spirituality, religion versus spiritual, which one do you pick, and how has it affected you? Before we get into our topic, I'd like to remind everybody, we're not doctors or medical professionals. Everything we say is of our opinion. If you find yourself relating to some of the things we say about mental illness, please call your doctor and set up an appointment and tell them how you're feeling. There's medications out there that can help you. If you're already on medication, don't stop taking medication for any reason. Again, call your doctor. If you are feeling extremely low, Joyelle's going to give you some phone numbers to help you through that period. Joyelle?
Hey, if you're feeling suicidal or need somebody to talk to, you can call the suicide hotline in Canada at 1-833-456-4566, or you can text message 45645. And in the U.S., you can call 988 or text TALK to 741-741. So please, if you're feeling suicidal or you need somebody to talk to, please reach out to someone and get some help. And on to Taylor.
Good morning, everyone. As always, our email address is depressedbreakfastclub@gmail.com. We also have the Facebook page under the same name, and we love to hear from you guys. For today's quote, I picked one of the ones that we had saved in our chat because I'm going to slowly get through them. I swear to God. If you change your mindset, you have the ability to change your whole world. And I kind of feel like it goes hand in hand with today's topic of spirituality, just because for me, I'm not a religious person whatsoever, but I'm definitely a spiritual person. And one of the big parts about being spiritual is like manifesting and focusing your energy towards what it is that you want, the happy outcomes, the things that you want for your future, how to get that, go towards that. So I know we obviously touched on it a little bit with Dana's mild soapboxing last week, but this week she gets to have more. We're just going to like shove the soapbox over there. We're like, hey, here, look, this one's going to include religion for the episode. You can't see her face, but I can, and it's priceless.
I will not soapbox this week.
Yeah, sure you won't.
I will give my opinions, and that's it.
I do not believe you. So, for me, I don't like organized religion, so to speak, just because in so many cases, I find that they like to preach hate more than they do love. Like they talk about in Christianity, how you're supposed to like, what is it? Love thy neighbor and all that kind of stuff. But then they can be some of the most judgmental people out there and do some of the most atrocious things and give Christianity a bad name and a bad rep. Whereas I look at most of my heathen pagan friends and myself, and we're all just like, well, no, you go around, you love each other, you support other human beings, and you just like, you don't try to be an asshole, and you also know that you don't get to judge other people. It's like, all right, I don't have to agree with what Dana says, and I do not have the right to go around and bash Dana. So what about for you girls?
I'm like you, Taylor. On my Facebook, if you look down through my personal information, it literally says, I do not believe in organized religion. I don't believe any sector has the right to tell you who to pray to, where to pray at, how to pray, how many times a day to pray, and how much money you're going to give them. God doesn't need money, right? So why does the church? And the bullshit of who's going to pay the priest? Oh. Melt down some of your gold statues, Catholicism, and then we'll talk.
Yep.
So I am entering into the realm of spirituality, crystals, and incense and burning sage and all that fun stuff. And it's through my daughter. She's very into that. So I'm learning from her, and yeah, we're having fun with it.
You ever have questions, I'll probably have answers. And if I don't, my sister does.
Awesome.
So what about you, Peanut?
I don't believe in God. And I was raised Catholic, went to Catholic school, went to church when we were young and stuff, but the older I get and the things that I've lived through and also just the things that you see, I find it hard to believe that there's this all-loving, all-forgiving, all-powerful God. Because to me, if there was, then he wouldn't let little children be molested or raped or murdered. He wouldn't, not just little children, he wouldn't let anybody. And he wouldn't let, like, these evil people get away with things. And just, like, the wars and the people starving and living on the streets. And if there's this all-loving God, then why does he allow these things to happen? Especially, like, when bad things happen to, like, very good people that live their lives, you know, that to the T, like, you know, we don't cheat, you don't murder people, you don't steal, you're a good person, you help people out.
If I may, Peanut, on that statement right there, that's, and what bothers me when I hear that something bad has happened to a good person, and then I hear that they said it must have been God's will. Oh. I could punch their face right off their body, but they say that.
Yes, I noticed
right off their body. That's amazing.
I notice a lot when because like we've mentioned before, I like to watch true crime, and I like to watch like about serial killers, and I find it like how people can forgive the serial killer. Or even, like, having to deal with, like, their loved one being murdered or whatever. And, like you said, they're like, oh, God must have a plan. And it's like, oh.
Or like, they say something really, really absurdly stupid, like, God must have needed another angel in heaven.
Oh,
fuck right off. Okay? Seriously.
Like, I want to believe in something. Like, I want to, but I find it just, I can't. Like, I feel I'm one of those people that, like, if I can't see it with my own eyes, then it, you know, I don't believe it.
Yeah.
So, like, I need a fucking miracle to happen to me. And then maybe I'll be like, yep, there's a God.
And for all the shit that you've gone through in your life,
yeah,
how many times have you really, like, unconsciously said, for the love of Christ, let something good happen to me?
Oh, millions of times.
But what, does God not feel that you need a little help, a little good luck? Who makes the decision on who God helps? Yeah. Right?
Like, when I was younger, I think I believed more. And there's been many times that I prayed to God for stuff. And, like, not stuff like, hey, give me a car. Give me, like, you know, stuff like to end, like, maybe, like, make my mom better, like, help me find a way out of this, give me strength, give me whatever, and nothing. So I think as I grew older, it was like, yeah, and the more you see of all the evil things that go on in the world, and you just think, like, if this guy is up there, what's he doing?
Yeah.
Because it seems like the rich get richer, and, you know, it seems like everything good happens to those that are rich, or those that are lie and cheat in their lives to get what they want.
Because they're the ones that can buy the miracles.
Yeah.
Buy the miracles. In case people can't see it out there, air quotes.
I was just gonna say that exactly. And she does air quotes around buy the miracles.
Yeah, like the people that, like, treat others bad and mm-hmm. step all over them to get to the top, or to get, you know, something they want, not caring about other people, like what they're going through or how they feel or what they did to them to get where they are.
Evangelists.
So, yeah, I don't know. I want something to believe in, but I think, unfortunately, I'm like, I truly am. Like, I'm a realist, but I'm also a pessimist.
Mostly pessimist, as we've gone through.
Because so much has happened to me.
I'm a realist, too. I, at one time, had identified myself as an atheist. Mm. And I guess I still do. I don't believe in God. I don't believe that there's some guy walking through the clouds making decisions for people down on earth. No, you're the master of your own destiny. You make your decisions yourself. Grant you, Peanut, you had those moments where you're like, what the fuck, God? Why not me? Why can't something good happen to me?
Yeah.
And it's unfortunate. It's been such a long string of bad luck for you.
Oh my God, yes.
That realistically, you have to try to look at it and say, you know, 25 years of bad luck, something good has got to be down the pipe for me.
Yeah.
And that's where spirituality comes in. You try to manifest that good by, for instance, working overtime so that you have a little extra money on your check for a savings account, or pay extra on a bill to kind of get ahead, right? So that's looking down the pipeline. That's manifesting your success.
Mm-hmm.
God, there's no guy in the clouds helping you do that. That's all you. When I hear people say,
oh God.
When I hear people say God painted the leaves such beautiful colors this fall, I want to crack them behind the knees with a cane. Like, I don't understand. It's photosynthesis. It's science that turned those leaves color. Nothing to do with some guy in the clouds. I'm so sorry I am on that soapbox.
I knew it was coming.
It absolutely boggles my mind. I'm not saying you can't believe in some guy in the clouds. I guess it's when religion gets pushed on.
Mm-hmm.
Pushed on people. Like, Jehovah's Witnesses walk the neighborhood and knock on your door. And you have the right to turn them away. But they're mm-hmm. always going to say, can I leave you with some pamphlets?
Yes.
Other churches, Latter-day Saints, Mormons, like, you know, they all have their ways of getting you into their church. Catholicism is a big one. Being Catholic is huge. The Catholic Church, the whole scenario of the Catholic Church sets my anxiety on level detonate nuclear bomb. I hear of the story. Well, now we're hearing more of here in Canada, and I do believe there's some in the U.S. too. Residential schools where Indigenous children were taken from their families mm-hmm. and forced to learn the Catholic way. Listen to what I said, people. Forced. Mm-hmm. Nobody should be forced into any religion. The children that never came home from those residential schools. I believe the number is in the 100,000s.
Yeah, if I remember right, like it's a lot.
Think about that. The Catholic Church killed those children. Nuns and priests killed those children.
Supposedly holy people who are supposed to be there to help protect you and supposedly guide you along your path.
Because God loves everyone. Mm-hmm. Unless you're gay, transgendered, a drag queen. Let's touch on that too. The mm-hmm. shit going down in the U.S. right now with these religious zealots.
Mm-hmm.
Going on about, oh my God, drag queens reading stories to your children. So we get the crowd that likes to do their own research. Again, air quotes, research. I'm sorry, popping in drag queens in primary schools isn't research. You're gonna get videos of fake bullshit, and you're not gonna get the drag queen dresses Mother Goose reading stories while parents and children sit around. What you're gonna get is somebody who made a compilation of a video where it looks like a drag queen is twerking in a classroom
yep.
with the children. Drag queens are not grooming your children. The Catholic Church is grooming your children. Drag queens aren't. Transgendered people aren't grooming your children. The whole LGBT community just wants to live their lives as equals. So why is that so hard for the Catholic people to accept when they're taught? Apparently it's in the Bible. I've never read the book. I'll read Lord of the Rings again before I read the Bible. But I've heard that in that gracious book, God loves all. Love thy neighbor, I believe, is one of those Ten Commandments you're supposed to live by. So what if your neighbor is a transgendered woman? Are you not going to love them? Are you going to go against your God's wishes? Think about that. Well, think long and hard about that.
One of my issues with that has always been the fact that it's everyone was made in God's image. And God doesn't make mistakes. So, therefore, everyone out there is made accordingly and is supposed to follow whatever path they're supposed to follow. So, therefore, if they're transgendered, if they're gay, if they're Asian, Indian, English, whatever they are, they're all right. And yet, the Bible is then used against everyone, and religion in general is used against anyone. And what I've always found fascinating is that you have the Christianity where it's thou shall not blah, 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 and all of these things. And it's not truly anything that sounds loving and caring. The way that it's presented to people. Anytime that I've seen it, like when I was super, super young, I did the, like, went to church a couple times for, like, funerals and crap like that and found it horribly boring. But as an adult, one of my mom's friends actually asked us, hey, you know, I'm in a really bad place. I'd like to go back to church. Would you guys please come with me? And I was like, oh, I'm going to set fire the moment I step foot in that church. Yeah.
So we went didn't in. Fall down around me.
Nope. And I mean, it was one of those like new age churches. They were singing and playing guitar. I'm like, oh, that's cool. I'm like, okay, I still don't want to do it. But and then I felt so out of place as they proceeded to talk about heathens and pagans and how horrible we all are. I just sat there on the corner cap going like, oh God, they're all going to bring out their pitchforks. I'm like, oh, yep. There's like, oh, they all know. They can spell that I work with all of the deities. They're coming after me. I have no doubt. Like, I'm going to just start inching out right now. But what I find interesting is that I don't know if either one of you have ever actually looked up the the temple the satanic temple, that's what it is. So the temple to Satan. I don't know if you've ever actually read the tenets of it.
I have.
I'm gonna say, so then you've seen
I have the satanic Bible.
I love you so much right now.
So calm down, folks, it's not what you think.
No, like, so I'll read a couple of them off. So the very first fundamental tenet is one should strive to act with compassion and empathy towards all creatures in accordance with reason. You have to treat everyone with love and compassion and treat them like beings. You don't treat them like dirt because they're different than you. The struggle for justice is an ongoing and necessary pursuit that should prevail over laws and institutions.
Continue.
This is one of the ones that, like, I think should be number one. One's body is inviolable, subject to one's own will alone. No one else gets to tell you what to do with your body. Your body Boom. Is yours. And it amazes me how many people out there will say, well, it's all hail Satan. What's wrong with you? You worship Satan. Look at the tenets that they have to follow. Be a decent human being. Do not cause harm to others. Do not go out and try to change the world for the worse. Try to make things better. Bring betterness to the world.
And don't tell somebody what they can do to their body.
Exactly. And yet these people are made to feel like complete and utter crap because the Christian churches say, oh, well, that's Satan devil worship. That's horrible. Like, okay, but in your church, you're teaching people. My mom went to St. Anne's when she was in high school. She had gay friends who were fucking stuck in a loop because guess what? I'm gay. Well, I'm going to hell, according to the Catholic Church, because I'm gay. But can't kill myself because that also sends me down to hell. That's a sin. So the mental anguish that people go through because of shit like this is fucking ridiculous and makes me so angry and is why I go towards spirituality, because I absolutely despise what Christianity has done to the world. It was supposed to be something that brought people together through love. And because humans are imperfect and people want to have power, they twist it. And in this case, men, because the churches are run by men. Thankfully, women are starting to get into it, but that's besides the point. Men wanted to continue to have control over things and change things and say, well, a man has the right to control a woman's body. No. You look through older texts that come from older times, predating the Bible, alternate versions of it, because yes, there are numerous of them. There are parts in there that say, no, a woman is free for herself. And they went, we're just going to wipe that out. And we're just going to say, nah, let's just get rid of that. We're going to go with.
That stone tablet broke.
Oh, no, the chisel slipped. So it just drives me insane because I watch how people struggle with this, because it completely undoes everything in you. When you are trying to be a good Christian or a good Islamic or a good whatever out there that tells you that you're lesser than just because you're a woman, you're transgendered, you're gay, you're a kid, you're elderly. That to me is not what religion should be. And what I love is that as I've gotten older, I've met a wide range of different religious people. And one of my favorite ladies at work, she's older, and I absolutely love her because she is what Christianity was meant to be. She will love someone no matter what. So long as you're a good person and you bring happiness basically forward and you're not trying to go around murdering, mayhem, all those fun things. She sits there and she even says, she's like, the whole point of me being a Christian is that I'm meant to love everyone. I'm not meant to judge anyone. That's not my job. I'm not allowed to. When we all die, that's up to whatever person you pray to, what happens to you. I'm just meant to spread love to everyone else and make sure that they feel loved.
And there are Christians out there that are like that. I'm not condemning all of the people that practice Catholicism. I'm condemning the ones that have that end-all, be-all belief that it's right there, you follow what I'm telling you to follow, or you're shit.
Mm-hmm.
That's what bothers me, is you have such a broad range of people. I know Catholics that are super good people. They don't wish ill will on anyone. They accept gay, transgendered people, queer people, whatever. And then there's the broad end of the spectrum. Governor DeSantis in Florida.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you can't get much clearer than that. He passed a law that forbids you to use the word gay. What does that tell you? And this man is supposed to be a Catholic who loves all. Again, confused. Because you're saying you're not going to love these people, but you're saying your religion is telling you to love all these people. Woo! It boggles my mind. It boggles my mind. And I have had many a discussion, sometimes heated, but many a discussion with people that follow different religions. Most of my family is Catholic, was raised Catholic. My dad was raised Catholic. And he endured a lot of bullshit from the Catholic Church. My dad was left-handed.
Ooh.
So later on in life, when the arthritis developed in his hands, because the nuns whacked him with sticks when he wrote with his left hand, because the left hand is the devil. My dad used to tell me stories about getting whacked so many times that when the nun turned her back, he jumped out the window and ran away from school. Grade 2. That's child abuse.
Oh, God, yeah.
Go ahead and let a teacher whack your child's hand, and let's see how many news people pick that up. You'd be on CNN in no time.
That's true. Think of the infamy.
So it's the double standard. I don't understand the double standard, and I've never had a Catholic person be able to explain that double standard to me, other than saying, and I quote, every religion has some bad apples in the bag. What the fuck does that mean? And people out there, you can't see my face. It's perplexed. And that's literally the face I give them when they say that bullshit to me. Every religion has some bad apples in the bag. Okay, you didn't win the fucking argument with that statement, friend. I'm just going to let you know, you just confused the fuck out of me further. So, I've never had somebody full on explain to me why there's such a double standard in the Catholic Church. So that any of our listeners out there would like to have a discussion, I am available. You email us and we will talk.
She is ready.
I love discussions like this. They make my brain work, and I love that. So
I feel it. The
jump in at any time.
I feel like she's just hiding over there going, I don't know what to say.
I don't believe in God. Oh,
me?
Yeah, you're Peanut.
I have two things. One is I remember to, like, this is, I think, sad because I'm 47 and
God, you're so old.
I know. So I, like I said, I went to a Catholic school, grade school, and that, so I was raised Catholic. And so I did all the baptism, first communion, and that. Mm-hmm. And I'll tell you right now that for me, and to this day, I still feel traumatized, was being a little girl. And I can't remember, if I think it coincides with your first communion. And I can't remember how old you are when you have that.
I think it differs from person to person.
That you have to go to confession.
Usually grade 8. Usually grade 8 is around the time you do your first communion.
No.
Younger?
No. Yeah. I was going to say, girl.
I'm pretty sure it's younger.
Grade 8 is confirmation.
That's what it is. Sorry, yes. Got him confused.
Yeah. So you're younger. I forget how old you are, but you're young. You're pretty young, like probably grade one or two. Because I know I
thought she met me.
that's what I thought she was talking to me. I'm like, yeah,
I forget how old you are. I'm like, I'm not Methuselah.
But I can just, I can still to this day, like, that part.
You're seven or eight.
7 or 8 years old.
Yes, that's what Google says.
So that's
what,
like,
do you have to confess at that age?
That's what I mean. So you're in grade one or two, because right, usually grade four, you're usually 5 years old when you start kindergarten. At least you used to be. And that. So, anyways, yeah, that's what I mean. Do you know how terrifying, nerve-wracking, emotionally stressful that was? To go in there and think that, first off, at that age had sinned and had to confess them. And it was like, I still feel like I have never gone to confession again since then, because I find it absolutely terrifying. And I don't think at that age you should be put through that. So that's my one thing, that my experience. My second thing, my second discussion that is probably gonna like make a good topic is, so when we went to school, because let's be like, Canada's built on like the Catholic religion, like founded on, like, that would be our holidays are celebrated
Christianity, not Catholic. Well, specific for Canada.
Okay, so Christians, I find them the same thing pretty much.
The Christians don't like when we say that. You're all the same.
But anyways,
Christians after us now.
But anyways, so when we were growing up, we, in schools, we had Halloween parties. Mm-hmm. We decorating classroom doors for Halloween.
Oh, God, yeah.
For Christmas, we had Christmas trees up. We watched Christmas movies. Mm-hmm. We celebrated Easter. We celebrated all these holidays. Now, I absolutely am not against other religions. I believe in what you want to believe. Like Dana said, just don't force it on me.
Yep.
But what I feel is wrong and is sad is when people from other countries immigrate here. And I think Canada's done a good job. They let them build their churches. Mm-hmm. I don't think that if we went over to Iraq and that we could build a Catholic church.
Actually, there are Catholic churches in
Iraq. I was just going to say,
because not all people follow the Muslim religion. Some of them follow the Catholic religion.
Okay.
I was going to say, yeah, most of the world actually has a lot of Christianity in it. And have a lot of Christian temples.
But I understand what you're saying, Tina, and I get what you're going at.
So they come here, and it's like they go, they're enrolled in a Catholic school, and yet come Halloween, come Christmas, come Easter, you no longer can dress up for Halloween. They no longer decorate.
It's called Black and Orange Day.
Because
yes, it is. I forgot about that.
It offended some people, and I think that's wrong, because Canada was built, this is what we are in Canada, this is what, you know, our country was built on, this is what we celebrate, and we should be allowed to celebrate it in our own country. And if you come from our country and you don't want to celebrate it, that's fine. But if you're going to enroll, be in our country and enroll in our schools, and that, you can't expect our children to miss out on it. Like, keep your child home from school,
so,
or don't let them participate.
Wait. My turn to play devil's advocate. I'm calling dibs for once.
Go ahead. Get on your soapbox, girl.
Okay. So while I agree to it to a certain extent, I do agree with them taking it out of schools for things because it's fair. I don't want Christian things in schools. I don't want to be forced to say a prayer first thing in the morning. I know that's what there used to be done in Catholic schools. Yes. I don't remember which. Hail, whatever.
Our Father.
There we go. That's the stuff.
The national anthem.
Well, yeah, that obviously. I would say the national anthem, I definitely think, should always be done in schools just for the whole, like, yay, go Canada. However, for the rest of it, I think it should be taken out just because we don't want. It's the argument of people not wanting the other religions coming in. Well, if you want to celebrate Halloween, guess what? It's not actually a Christian thing. It's nothing to do with Christian. Halloween comes from the pagan religion over in Scotland. It's a Celtic holiday. That's where it comes from. Any Christians listening to this, you're about to get educated. Christmas, again, a pagan holiday that was moved. Christ was born in July in the middle of a desert. There was no Christmas, but they moved it to coincide with the Christian holiday of bringing in the Yule, which is why so many of us still celebrate Yule. Easter, nothing to do with Christ. Everything to do with horny rabbits. That is why there's bunnies on Easter. We celebrated Esther, a fertility goddess, who was represented by the thing that fucks the most and makes the most babies. Bunnies. And the way you celebrated it, orgies. I would be okay with those coming back in style. Just saying, that should be how Easter is celebrated. You get chocolate and you get orgies.
Listen. I wish I still had the picture on my phone to post for our listeners on our Facebook page. I came across a chocolate Jesus.
I would eat it.
And a chocolate cross. So the confectioners are trying to make it a Catholic holiday.
But
how do you, because you got to eat, like, you got to eat.
Who's
going to
bite
first.
The head off Jesus?
I was just going to say, you got to bite the head off Jesus, and then you got to, like, everyone knows if you have a chocolate bunny, you bite the ears off and you bite the butt off, and then you eat the rest of it. That's weird if you do it to Jesus.
I just don't think that we should give up our traditions.
So can
for
I get
people
on?
That come in, because if you go to another country, or even if I go to like a mosque here or something, like if they don't celebrate Halloween. Then in their school, and I come in dressed up as in Halloween, it's not going to be accepted. They wouldn't make an exception for me because I celebrate this holiday, because it's not something their country does. So why should they come to our country and we have to change our way?
Tina's gonna explode. You all can't see it, but she's shaking over there. This is amazing, just watching her.
I think our kids miss out.
Okay. Okay. I've got to play devil's advocate here. I'm so sorry, Peanut.
No.
You know, I love you. I value your opinions. What makes you think that little Hassan in grade 3 got Halloween eradicated out of the schools?
No, his parents did.
No. I am so going to blow this right out of the water.
Oh my God.
Number one, I have Muslim neighbors across the street from me. Friendly people have, we wave, we say hello. They have small children. At Halloween, we always sit out in the front of our garage to hand out candy. We park our cars on the lawn and we sit in front of the garage to hand out candy. Last year, it was about 3 days before Halloween. My neighbor, I was outside decorating, and my neighbor came over, and he's like, "Can I ask you a question?" I'm like, "Absolutely." He says, "Why are you making such spooky things on your lawn?" Let me explain. We built a very giant spider web. We have an animatronic zombie. Tombstones all over the place.
I can't wait for Halloween this
ghosts.
Year.
So I said to him, I said, "Oh, the 31st is Halloween." I said that the kids get a costume and they go door to door, and the people that have their lights on will give them candy. He says, "And everybody does this." I said, "Yeah." He says, "I'm Muslim. We've never done this before." I'm like, "Oh, okay." I said, "Well, I go, you don't have to participate. Just don't turn your porch light on Monday night." He looks at me and he says, "But what if I want to participate?" I says, "Well, then go to the store, get a couple cases of chips, and put your porch light on." I says, "You're going to have a lot of kids ding-donging your doorbell. Just put a bag of chips in their pillowcase or their shopping bag or whatever they hold out to you. They're going to say trick-or-treat." He says, "And my kids can do this." Absolutely. So Halloween night, we get set up. Get our lawn chairs out, our little TV tray. I always have two cauldrons of candy because I always have peanut-free candy. But you never know, right? And I do. I every kid that walks on my walk, peanut allergy.
Nothing should be peanut-free.
What's that?
Nothing should be peanut-free.
Peanut's over here trying to, like, kill everyone.
Yeah, I was just saying, I'm making a pun because I'm peanut.
Peanut.
Nobody should be afraid of me.
So while we're setting up, Norm made coffee, and he came outside, and we're sitting there, and I see my neighbor come out of the house, and his little boys have like Power Ranger costumes on. The grins on their faces, the grin on his face, it like blew me away. He's like waving at me. He's like, "We're off to have fun." And I'm like, "Have fun." And I watched his wife with, I would say their littlest one back in October was maybe 3 months old.
Oh, a little one.
Came to the door with that baby swaddled to her body. And handed every kid that knocked on their door a bag of chips with the biggest smile on her face. When they were done trick-or-treating, he came back and they stopped at our house before they went across the street. They just went up the block and down the other side. He stops at our house and he's like, "Thank you so much." He goes, "I want my children to know what it's like to be Canadian."
Well, yeah, I think that's an awesome story, first off.
It was the government who made the decision to pull all those holidays out of the schools for inclusion reasons.
And that's what I'm saying I think is wrong, because just like your story, I think everybody should be able to experience and have that joy.
Diehard Catholics do not celebrate Halloween.
Oh, God, no. It's a night of literally celebrating the dead, because it's the night when the veil is the thinnest.
So to say that. It was pulled out due to the immigrants that came into Canada. Yes, maybe.
Well, not because of them, but the government saying.
So maybe in a way we are, pulling back on things we celebrate. But not really, because it's not like Halloween was canceled.
Mm-hmm.
Aunt Jemima was canceled.
Yeah, that's just stupid. You know, my sister, like I've said, she lives in Denmark.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And so she's been there like 25 years. And just recently, in the last like maybe 5 to 6 years, they just started celebrating Halloween there.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was going to say Halloween isn't actually Halloween and Christmas. The things that we celebrate over here are very much things that we celebrate over here. They're not things that are worldwide.
So her kids never got to go trick-or-treating.
It's a North American thing.
Mm-hmm. But
they're starting to now, my sister said. Like, they're starting to, like, she's, in the last few years, bought candy, and people are actually starting to celebrate it over there and go around trick-or-treating.
Mm-hmm.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
I think for some of it, it'll actually start to kind of come around or come back, because I know, I want to say, it might be older than a decade ago now. The old religions are slowly making their way back into the world. So the old celebrations are making it back into the world. The first time that an old religion was reawoken was, I'm trying to remember if it was in, I think it was in Norway, where they brought back the temple of Odin and actually brought back the old Norse gods to be properly, like, it's registered as, okay, are you Christian? Are you Norse pagan? Are you other? And along with those comes back the re-education of the holidays. And I think it'll bring back some of those things that'll now be celebrated more worldwide, because, like we said, Halloween, Christmas, Easter, all those things technically aren't actually Christian holidays. They're pagans originally.
Well,
so you'll start getting them in new things coming back.
Even though I like went to a Catholic school, when we decorated our doors and stuff for Christmas and that, it never had anything to do with Jesus, or the manger was like Christmas trees and, you know, snowflakes and snowmen and
yep.
And that. It was nothing actually even all religious.
It was. It's pagan religion. Is pagan religion.
Well, nothing Catholic, though. Nothing Christian.
My favorite is those lawn signs that pop up around Christmas. Keep Christ in Christmas.
Oh,
my God.
I remember the first time I saw one, drove off the road. I was laughing so hard. I'm like, Christ was never in Christmas, folks. Of the word.
I was going to say, that was my reaction the first time I saw it. It was like, what? Rectify back onto the road. Like, whoa, hold on. Avoid the ditch. Come back.
I'm going to tell you, I did not know about, like, Jesus being born in July. And I went to a Catholic fucking school. And they don't teach that.
Oh, well, of course not. It's why
they teach that it is December.
Did you read the Bible at all, Peanut?
So, I started to read the Bible, and I started reading the Old Testament with Genesis from Genesis and that. And I had to stop, because if you've ever read the Old Testament, and they go on about like, again, God is good and God is this. If you read the Old Testament, God is not good.
Oh, God, no.
God is evil. God is evil. God is, you know, the wars that are going on in the Middle East, like trying to steal this one's oil or take over this, like Russia trying to take over Ukraine and stuff. Fucking it tells you to do that. God wants you to do that. In the Old Testament, he tells them, if this over here country doesn't believe in the same God you do, then go and pillage and kill and take their belongings, their stuff, their riches, and claim it.
It's why, to me, it never made sense. Like, both of my parents were atheists, still are. Like, nothing has really changed. My mom's more spiritual. She believes in, like, the energies and how they all work, all that fun stuff. My father, absolutely nothing. And they always raised me that I was allowed to choose whatever I wanted. If I wanted to be Christian, they would have been, all right, go ahead, go for it, do whatever makes you happy. And I can remember back when I was dating my first girlfriend, her and I had conversations about Christianity because she was a she was raised a Baptist, which is some hardcore. And I can remember her and I getting into arguments about the fact where I said Christianity has never made sense to me because they talk about how God is perfect, that he doesn't make mistakes, everyone's made in his image, love everyone, blah, 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 blah. And yet he obviously can't be perfect because he made us. And if we're made in his image, we know that he's not perfect either. But it says that he is. And it always drove me nuts. And I always told her, it's like my preferred pantheon of gods that I go with most often, though I work with all of them, are the Kemetic gods, so ancient Egypt. And to me, I always said, it's like they make sense to me. Not a single one of them is perfect. And it is fully fucking known. We are created from them, and we're just as imperfect as they are because they have jealousy, they have fits of rage. They make bad decisions, they betray, they try and do the best they can. And it's something that makes sense and is attainable and doesn't make you feel like complete garbage because they say, we love you no matter what. Why would we say that, oh, you're a horrible human being when, guess what, I just stabbed my brother to death because I didn't like that he got to have the good throne. So that was one of those things that always took me away from organized religion, where I couldn't get behind Jehovah and the, hey, he's perfect. Hey, he does everything for a reason. It's like, okay, but bad shit happens in this world. Like Peanut said at the start, bad shit happens fucking everywhere. You're going to tell me that this all powerful God is like, no, he's not all powerful. Obviously not. If he were, nothing bad would happen. But no, he's an asshole and makes no sense to me. So don't tell me that he's going to judge me at the end of the day when he's not perfect either.
I don't follow Jehovah's Witness because they don't celebrate Christmas.
Well, and Jehovah's just the name of God.
And I want gifts.
Jehovah's Witness will say things to you like, we don't celebrate birthdays. We don't. Mm-hmm. We don't celebrate Christmas, Easter, blah, blah, blah. Hand you a card and say Happy Love Day.
So in all honesty, I am not, like I said, I'm not a religious person. I wish, and I truly do want something to believe in. I don't follow, I don't know a lot about other religions. I don't follow it because, frankly, I don't care what religion somebody is. Mm. Like, you believe in what you want to believe in.
Yep.
Just don't force it on me and don't judge me for what I believe in.
Yep. I wholeheartedly agree with that just because religion, spirituality, any of that kind of stuff doesn't make up the person. Like, it can be an aspect of me. Like, my spirituality is actually super important to me. Very few people actually know about it. I don't talk about it with a lot of people. If they ask, I'll talk about it, sure. But for me, it's, I know it's a touchy topic, which is tuppy if you put together. touchy topic for a lot of people where I've had, like Dana, I've had heated discussions with Christian friends in the past where they're like, oh, well, you're going to hell because of it. I'm like, well, our friendship just ended because you can't even take 2 seconds to listen. Like, I don't care that you're Christian. I don't care that you're Muslim. I don't care about any of that. I am your friend to be your friend. Don't put that anxiety and that bullshit on me.
Can I go on what you just said?
But of course.
Having discussions where somebody says you're going to hell because you're not following Christian. Neither of my children are baptized. When my son was born, he's my youngest. When my son was born and I was out of the hospital and I was ready to have visitors come meet him, my aunt and uncle came over, Catholics.
Mm.
My aunt said to me, when are you getting the kids baptized? I'm not. What do you mean you're not? Oh, why would I baptize the kids? Like, I don't feel like my children's head should be dunked in a bowl of water. You know, it's not something that Norm and I talked about or said that we needed to do. Like, our kids we're going to teach them to grow up to be good people.
Mm-hmm.
And thankfully I have. And my aunt's response to me saying that I wasn't baptizing my children, and I don't think she meant it in a malicious way, but she literally told me I condemned my children to a life in hell.
Yep.
That they were never going to be welcomed into heaven, into the open arms of the Lord, because they weren't squirted with some water a priest blessed. Wow. Wow. Okay.
I don't know. Like I said, I'm looking to believe in something. Always down for a good seance.
No, we're not doing that.
I got a Ouija board. Let's go.
Oh, my God.
Okay. One thing before we do our wrap up. I want to go back to Peanut and Confession.
Oh, yeah.
At 7 years old. Like, picture it. We're going to do the Golden Girls. Picture it. Sicily. 1923.
Yeah, I think it was like 1980. Or something.
You weren't far off.
Joyelle enters the Catholic Church and into the confessional booth she goes. Forgive me, Father, I have sinned. It's been 7 years since my last confession. What have you done, my child? I picked my nose last night.
And you know what? That's pretty much like I was so terrified. And trying to think, like you said, I picked my nose. Like, you're sitting there and you're thinking, like, well, I can't. Like, that's, I picked my nose, right? Like, mm-hmm. You're looking for some big sin that you did to confess.
Well,
like, you're going to think it through your life. Like, what have I done? Like,
my life, all 7 years of it.
Exactly. You
know, and at seven, maybe the sin for the boys was a little bit better, because then they'd be all like, you know, Father, I was playing with my wing wing and it kind of got a little stiff. Felt kind of good. Like, everybody knows. And anybody out there that has had a son knows. For those first 7 to 8 years, that wing wing is your child's favorite toy.
Well, and that's one of those things, like, that was actually going to be my example too for the confessions, where it's like, You're literally starting at an exceptionally young age and telling boys and girls that they're filthy, they're dirty, they're horrible human beings, they're going to hell for touching themselves. No, you're fucking not. It's a human experience. Guess what? God made us. Do you know how many gods out there, how they all did it? Just in case anyone's wondering, I'm doing the hand jerking gesture.
And you mean it wasn't a big bang?
Well, it was. It's bang! That's probably what they yelled out when it happened.
Bazinga!
Giggity!
Giggity, giggity, goo!
Oh, bad! I mean, like, you're right. Like, and isn't, and I think to myself, like, don't you think that's pretty sad that something that happened, like, 40 years ago, mm-hmm. is still something that is so prominent.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, is so prominent in your mind, and it like in a way like at that young age shapes.
Oh, 100%.
You a bit transforms you, and I still remember just being on the bus riding there to the church and being absolutely terrified.
And that's. No child should be made to feel that.
God, no.
God, no.
it's damn sayings. But it's true. Like, the amount of mental distress, and then they wonder why there's so many people out there who have mental health issues. And you're like, well, because of this kind of shit. I'm like, okay. The shit with altar boys, the beating children to death, the stealing shit from people, breaking people physically by taking rulers and beating the crap out of them, forced confessionals, telling them that they're going to hell because of XYZ. There is so much that's detrimental to it, and it shouldn't be. And that's honest. It makes me mad and disappointed. In the world.
And that's not just the Catholic Church.
No, this is just
that's
religion.
Any organized religion.
Mm-hmm.
Any organized religion. Oh, look at the Mormons. Like, that's a whole other episode.
All I remember from when I was young, from going to church, I went to that, I don't know if you ladies, the little white church on... at the end of Howard and Highway 20.
Oh, the bed and breakfast now.
Yep, yes. Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's the little church we went to.
Mm-hmm.
And all I remember from is being in church is sitting in the pew. And this old lady sat in front of us all the time. I don't know if it's because we sat in the same spots. And her perfume being so... Ugh. Freaking strong that by the end of mass I had a massive headache and was sick to my stomach.
That's the devil leaving you.
I don't remember
Jesus.
Anything else about church.
She'd probably turn around and butterscotch.
You want a nice butterscotch? Maybe you want one of those sleeve Kleenexes. Here you go, honey. Wipe your nose.
It's been so long since I've been to church that I don't even remember what you're supposed to do for communion and what you're supposed to say.
Bless me, Father, for I have...
No, when they give you the host.
Jesus tastes good today.
Body of Christ.
Yeah, but you're supposed to say something.
Unleavened bread.
Thank you for the cracker.
Yeah, I can't remember anymore what it even is.
Oh, Jesus was drunk. Holy crap, this is some strong blood you got here.
Yeah, they don't let you drink the wine.
No, that's just the priest.
Yeah.
Don't let them have the good stuff. That's ours.
Which, by the way...
You just get the wafer.
Priests in the beginning, to quote the Bible.
In the beginning of time.
Priests were allowed to marry.
Oh my God.
And there wasn't the incidents with the altar boys that there is since the Catholic Church decided that priests can't marry.
It's true.
I remember being told a story by one of my aunts who lived beside a nunnery.
Ooh.
And she told me about how they would sometimes have to sneak the nuns out to give birth.
Yes.
Wonder how that confession went.
Bless me, Father, for I'm carrying your child.
Well, but
your condom broke. Oh, wait, we're Catholic, so you didn't use one.
She was forgiven, though.
Well, yes, because so long as you go and you say it,
confess, yes,
then it's okay. All is forgiven, including rapists, serial killers,
yeah,
all those fun things.
Mm.
Yes.
Yeah.
Dana's like, motherfucker.
We could go on for days.
Oh, God. I'm sure the conversation can continue after this where we're going to be like, okay, so the things that I didn't say.
So
what's something that you're either grateful for or love about yourself? Dana, you're up.
I'm not loving too much about myself right now. I am grateful for the understanding of others as I start a new journey in my life. How's that?
I like that. It'll work. It'll work.
That'll do, donkey. That'll do.
That'll do, pig. That'll do. And Peanut?
Oh, good God, I don't have anything. Life sucks right now.
You're getting better. Your sugars are under control. You're getting to take care of your mental health. You're able to get into your doctor. Yes,
you got it.
Am I, though, with those two downstairs?
You gotta find the silver lining, Peanut. You don't get to sit in pessimism forever. Dana and I will not allow it.
You've got the appointment with the therapist.
Mm-hmm.
That's just a meet and greet.
Still an appointment with the therapist. Stop finding the negative. Focus on the good things. You've gotten in.
Your sugar scared me. I'm not gonna lie. It scared the fuck out of me.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you read what my dad's wife wrote, so I should still be going to work. Even though my sugars were that high.
You could have died on the floor at Vistaprint.
Yeah, but all they care about is their money, which is going to be an argument today, so.
That's a sin. It's a good thing you weren't drinking, Taylor.
Good. I wasn't prepared. I was going to like silently burp and then it just came out in a bust of air.
Well, you'll keep us posted, Peanut, won't you?
Oh, for sure.
I'm going to play some Pikmin this afternoon. First, I'm going to go out and eat my dinner from last night, and then I'm going to play some Pikmin.
That's the way to do it right there.
So we went to a concert last night at Pine Knob. We went to the Olive Garden before dinner.
Never been there.
Oh, right.
I ate a bowl of soup and a breadstick. My dinner comes on like, I'm full, can I have a box? I ate I ordered the fettuccine Alfredo because I've been telling my husband for 3 months now, I'm dying for some fettuccine Alfredo. Now that I have my stomach issues under control, I'm gonna get in that bitch and eat it. So I got broccoli with it because I like my veg.
Mm.
I ate like 4 pieces of broccoli. I'm like, I can't eat no more.
Poor IT. He's just like you've been crying. Talking about it for months.
I won't you eat it though.
Oh, he didn't go to the concert with us.
Oh, okay.
It was just Darren, Michelle, and I.
Oh, okay.
That we went to go sense. See Berlin, Howard Jones, and Culture Club.
Ooh.
Culture Club.
Nice.
Oh, my God, I remember them.
So listen to this. Howard Jones is 68 years old. And the man put on a hell of a show. Boy George is 62. I'm like, how did these people get so old?
Yeah.
And my brother looks at me and goes, you're 52.
Wow. Nice, Darren. Nice.
But it was just culture shock, right?
I think I had that just yesterday or something. I was reading an article about Jennifer Lopez, and they said she was 58 years old.
What?
And I was like, what?
Yeah, because Benny Affleck's in his 50s.
Oh. Yeah, like, isn't that, like, I'm like, seriously? She's almost 60 years old? Like, holy Jesus.
God damn.
It was just a shocker.
I was going to say, I need to start working on eating better.
Okay, Taylor, what are you grateful for and love about yourself?
I'm distracted by the fact that Jennifer Lopez is 50 fucking 8. I'm like, oh.
With that body.
I know, like, right?
God damn.
Fuck, I didn't even have that body when I was 12.
What 12? You would have
been quite popular if you did.
She would have started giving blowjobs earlier than 15. Right on down to hell I go.
Come on,
all
Christmas.
The boys would have been in my yard.
The question.
So for me, I'm gonna go with my eyes because I noticed how like hazily and honey they are.
You got
today.
Honey brown eyes.
Yes, they're hazel.
I'm not liking my eyes right now.
They look honey brown to me.
That's what hazel is.
I'm just saying. You want to argue about this?
No, because you have the drag show ticket, so I'm going to go with their honey brown.
Damn right.
Hey, girl, hey. Make you chase the car when I pull up. Get in, Data. Get in, Data.
She's got my ticket.
We hitting the road, bitch. Get in.
I'm sorry. She's 54. I lied. But that's still 54.
That makes me feel a little bit better, I'm not going to lie.
Not me.
So, yes. So, for me, it's the honey brown hazel eyes that I have.
Awesome.
Yes, that's what I love about myself. So, as always, the reminder of where to find us. You can email us at depressedbreakfastclub.com. Wait, no. You can email us at depressedbreakfastclub@gmail.com. It's like, that was not right. All lowercase. You can also follow us on the Facebook page under the same name. The episodes are posted on my personal page on Instagram under GoddessTayTay25. You can also find the episodes posted on Dana's Twitter, which is Scooby. Does that one have numbers? Scooby71. Scoobi, or you can find it on her TikTok at Scooby. Does that one now have numbers?
No.
Okay. Scooby, Scoobi.
Where all the famous boys follow me. I literally have 5 guys that are going by the name Paul Hollywood following me.
It's freaking fantastic. And they
and
all want to take
Momoa.
Her. That would be
all
the
boys are coming to your yard.
Her milkshake brings all the boys to the yard.
I can't even drink them.
And next week's topic is going to be, I don't know if you actually said what today's episode is.
I did.
It's episode 30, no, 31 I meant.
I did.
Oh, you did. I completely glossed over it. So next week is it. So, next week's episode for 32 will be single, because obviously when I wrote this, I was thinking about my singledom. And is it better to be single? How to find your person, tips on how to find your person, and how did Dana know Norm was the one? Because she's got the relationship. We're all like, well, fuck, that's what we want. Goddamn.
Kidnap him.
Brainwashed.
Take notes from the Catholic Church.
To end our segment today, I'm going to go back to the 80s, to British music. And I want all of our listeners to go onto YouTube and look up a band called XTC. So the letter X, the letter T, the letter C. They have a song called Dear God. I'm going to post it on our Facebook page. But if you don't go to our Facebook page, I want you to YouTube that song and really, really listen to the lyrics. They knew what they were talking about back then. So, have a wonderful week. Just keep the hate mail to, like, you know, a minimum. And talk to you all next week.
Ciao, everyone.
Bye.